From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia with the news.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with the news. First, the headlines. Ministry of Environment and Forestry seals Malaysian oil palm company suspected for land burning in Riau. 2019 sale NIAS opened yesterday. Indonesia to join 2019 Asian Animation Summit. Now the news in detail. The Ministry of Environment and Forestry has sealed the land of a Malaysian palm oil company, PT Adelie Plantation and Industry, to investigate a case of alleged burning of peatlands in Pelalawan Regency Riau. Sugeng Rianto, Acting Director of Enforcement of Environmental Supervisory in Pekanbaru on Saturday, said the case was still in the collection of material and information on their concession land. Sugeng Rianto, along with a number of investigators from the Directorate General of Law Enforcement of the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, had sealed the PT Adai concession on Friday. Sealing is in the form of installation of signposts and stretch yellow tape forbid passing. The 4.25 hectare land suspected to be burned was located in Pelalawan Regency, located in the south of Pekanbaru City. Meanwhile, the Ministry of Environment and Forestry has sealed 42 lands belonging to a corporation and one of an individual under its efforts to prevent and manage forest fires in several areas in Sumatra and Kalimantan. Director General of Law Enforcement from the Ministry of Environment and Forestry, Rasio Rido Sani, remarked in Jakarta on Saturday that most of the secured lands were located in West Kalimantan and Central Kalimantan. Lands were also sealed in Jambi, Riau, and South Sumatra. After sealing the land, the ministry will continue to conduct investigations as a follow-up of the law enforcement measure. A parade of fishermen boats living up at the 2019 Sail Nias main event held in South Nias District, North Sumatra on Saturday. A total of 100 fishermen boats were paraded in front of thousands of spectators. They included Coordinating Minister of Maritime Affairs Luhut Binsar Panjaitan, who attended the event on behalf of President Joko Widodo, as well as several other cabinet ministers. Apart from the parade of boats, there were also paramotor and para strike acts, skydiving act by 16 combined military personnel, and a fly pass by three Hawk 100-200 Indonesian fighter planes. Sail Nias 2019 is the 11th sailing event held by the Indonesian government since 2009. The event is expected to boost popularity and tourist visits to Nias, which is known worldwide as the number two surfing spot after Hawaii. Indonesian delegation will be participating in the 2019 Asian Animation Summit, scheduled to take place in Seoul, South Korea from November 20 to 22. Head of the Indonesian Animation and Creative Industry Association, Daryl Wilson, in Jakarta on Saturday, said that five projects will participate out of 60. Creators of all five projects will participate in three mentoring phases with experienced professionals and gain knowledge on ideas, businesses, and presentations. Meanwhile, head of the Indonesian Creative Economic Agency, Bekraf Triawan Munaf, believes that the country's animation sector has the potential to develop further. Despite the challenges that lie ahead, including funding, other obstacles include the unavailability of platforms for collaboration and interaction between national animation stakeholders, as well as lack of public animation creation events. To minimize such challenges, the agency had organized Arena for the Animation Ecosystem to build business networks between individuals and animation production houses with agencies and investors. Coordinating Maritime Affairs Minister Luhut Binsar Panjaitan echoed Indonesian government's resoluteness to transform Nias into a global tourist destination gateway. Panjaitan paid a visit to Nias to officially open the International Maritime Event of Sail Nias 2019 at a ceremony organized at the Teluk Dalam Seaport South Nias District, North Sumatra Province on Saturday. He called upon elements of the nation, including the government and community, to remain committed to working hard to promote tourist destinations existing on Nias Island. He expressed the government's keenness to boost public welfare that elicits the support of the people. Sail Nias is the 11th series of Sail Indonesia, organized annually since 2009 in Bunaken, North Sulawesi. The event is initially aimed at intensifying development in remote regions in Indonesia and promoting tourist destinations in the host region. The Ministry of Maritime Affairs and Fisheries continues to improve the competitiveness of micro, small, and medium enterprises in the marine and fisheries sector in the growing digital market in the country today. Director General of Strengthening Competitiveness of Maritime Products and Fisheries, Agus Suherman, said the enterprises, including marine and fisheries, were sectors that greatly contributed to the national economy. However, through a written statement in Jakarta Saturday, he added, maritime and fisheries are often faced with five common problems, namely marketing, capital, human resource competence, limitations in technological mastery and management. Therefore, his office held a marine and fisheries business and investment forum in Jakarta recently. The forum that brought together micro, small, and medium enterprises of marine and fisheries, banking service companies, shipping service companies, fisheries, state-owned enterprises, and e-commerce actors were expected to open new networks and increase the business profile of marine and fisheries, micro, small, and medium enterprises. Last item. Gianyar Region Made Mahayastra opened the Gianyar Kite Festival the 7th, 2019, organized by the Belega Kite Club at the Masjeti Beach Mendahan Blah Batuh Bali Island on Saturday. Gianyar Region Imade Mahayastra in his remarks said he welcomed and highly appreciated the young generation, especially the millennials who were members of the Balak Belega and community leaders who had initiated the organizing of the Gianyar Kite Festival. He said the implementation of this activity will make a positive contribution to the promotion of tourism in Gianyar Regency. In addition, the main objective of the kite competition was to provide a place for channeling interests and talents in the art and culture, especially young artists or undagi, and to preserve and maintain the Indonesian culture. To end the news, here are the main points once again. Ministry of Environment and Forestry seals Malaysian oil palm oil company suspected for land burning in Riau. Environment Ministry seals 42 company lands to fight forest fire. Fisherman boats liven up 2019 Sail Nias main event. Indonesia to join 2019 Asian Animation Summit. That was the end of the news. I'm Anna Trijaya Kasih, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti. Patuh dan setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia pada sekerjanya. Ampera tujuan.
harapan utama. Untuk pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semboyan kami angkasawan RRI, sekali di udara, tetap di udara. Semenjak 45 tak pernah berhenti, aku yang setia berjiwa Pancasila. Kita setia landasan kerjanya, ampera tujuan utama. Penuh pengabdian pada revolusi, demi Tuhan, demi Pertiwi. Sekali di udara, tetap di udara.
This week's Spotlight is on Goodbye to the Nation's Inspirator. The departure of the third president of the Republic of Indonesia, Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, left a deep sorrow. Habibie, born in Parepare, South Sulawesi on June 25, 1936, died on Wednesday, September 11, 2019 after undergoing intensive care since September 1 at Gatot Subroto Army Hospital in Jakarta. As well as being instrumental in leading Indonesia through a crucial transition period in the late 1990s, Habibie has acted as an important inspiration for his people. Habibie's inspiring figure was recognized by President Joko Widodo. The president said Habibie gave a motivating vision that through the mastery of technology such as aviation technology, there was a wide open road for Indonesia to achieve progress. During his life, Habibie saw that Indonesia would also advance if it succeeded in replacing traditional oil and gas export commodities into non-traditional ones. President Joko Widodo said Habibie was a world-class scientist who was also the father of Indonesian technology. According to President Joko Widodo, Habibie was a figure who always supported and provided input and solution to every problem in Indonesia, both related to the economy and nation. Habibie's career in government began in 1978 when he was appointed Minister of State for Research and Technology in the government of President Suharto. In 1995, Habibie was recorded as leading the Gatot Kaca N250 aircraft project, which was the first aircraft made in Indonesia. Habibie became Vice President of the Republic of Indonesia in 1998. In the same year, he became President after Suharto resigned. Various awards from within and outside the country were received by Habibie during his life, like the Mahaputra Star Adi Pradana of the Republic of Indonesia in 1982 and those from the United States, Belgium, Chile, Italy, Germany, France, Spain, Taiwan, and Jordan. On Thursday, September the 12th, the third president of the Republic of Indonesia, Baharudin Yusuf Habibie, was buried next to the grave of his wife, Hasri Ainun Besari, at the Kalibata Heroes Cemetery. Thousands of residents saw his body to the funeral. Prominent figures and former national leaders were present. He was released like a hero with the red and white flag on a coffin with a military ceremony led by President Joko Widodo himself. In his remark, Jokowi assessed Habibie as a true statesman, inspirator, and scientist who believes that without love, intelligence is dangerous. Well, that was this week's Spotlight. I'll begin today in history with September 15, 1974, the Vietnam Air Flight Accident 706. Air Vietnam Flight 706 crashed on September 15, 1974, near Van Rang Air Base in South Vietnam. After taking off from Da Nang International Airport in South Vietnam with regular flight schedules to the Tan Son Nhat Saigon International Airport, the flight was hijacked by Le Duc Tan, who held 2 grenades. Tan is a ranger involved in a car theft. He demanded to be flown to Hanoi in North Vietnam. For unknown reasons, the pilot approached the airfield at Van Rang Air Base but cancelled the landing. Shortly after, the plane crashed to the ground from a height of 1,000 feet or 300 meters, killing all 75 people on the plane. Turning to September 15, 2008, International Democracy Day is celebrated for the first time. In 2007, the UN General Assembly decided to celebrate September the 15th as International Democracy Day with the aim of promoting and upholding the principles of democracy and inviting all member states and organizations to commemorate the day in an appropriate manner that contributes to raising public awareness. I'll end Today in History with September the 15th, 2017, the Parsons Green Railroad bombing. On September the 15th, 2017, around 8:20 a.m. local time, an explosion occurred on the District Line train at Parsons Green Underground Station in London, England. 30 people were treated in hospitals for emergency care centers, mostly for burns. By crude bucket bombs with timers filled with TETP or thiacetan triperoxide explosive chemicals, police arrested the main suspect, 18-year-old Iraqi refugee Ahmed Hassan, in the departure area of the port of Dover the following day and then raided several addresses, including the foster home of an elderly couple in Sunbury-on-Thames, where Hassan had lived. Well, that was Today in History. This time from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to read a letter sent by Dieter Leopold in Germany. In his email, Mr. Leopold said that he was listening to our German program through frequency 3325 kHz on July 21st, 2019 at 1800 hours until 1900 hours UTC. Hello, Mr. Dieter Leopold. Thank you for your reception report. We are really glad because you have received our KSL card. Please keep listening to our broadcast and send your reception report of our broadcast. Thank you. Special for you, we will play a beautiful song. Enjoy the song.
Cinta, mengapa kau menatapku dengan manja? Indah parasmu menghangatkan suasana. Terasa berwarna dia segalanya, yeah. Bibirnya yang merah merona, indah senyumnya buatku terpana. Suara hatinya yang mempesona buatku kehilangan kata. Ku berjalan menuju arahnya, melihat dirinya yang istimewa. Setiap langkahku menuju selamanya, yeah. Wajahmu, senyummu, halangan peluk tubuhmu. Kesamu, helaimu, membuatku selalu rindu. Lepaskan semua masalahmu, tinggalkan semua masa lalu. Berhenti, 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 hentikan waktu di dekatku. Cinta, tatapku dengan manja. Indah parasmu menghangatkan suasana. Oh, hari semakin terasa berwarna. Dia segalanya, oh yeah. Bibirnya yang merah merona, indah senyumnya buatku terpana. Suara hatinya yang mempesona, buatku kehilangan kata. Jangan lupa senyummu,
To be clear, you're my angel in disguise. Woo! Flawless beauty like the sun when it arises. Don't need no makeup, put your head down. Cause that beauty of yours make other girls frown. I wanna tell you that I love you, I need you, I want you, I cater for you, and I'm gonna be there when the sun is down.
Listen to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
My Indonesia today is on 16 countries follow Tour de Siak. The 7th Tour de Siak Bicycle Race Committee said that the event, which will be held from September the 18th until 22nd, will be participated in by 13 teams from 16 countries. The committee chairperson, who is also the head of the Siak Regency Tourism Office, Fauzi Asni, in Siak said on Thursday that the countries that will take part in the event include Indonesia, the Philippines, Australia, Japan, and Russia. Fauzi Asni added that the total stage required by cyclists is 542 kilometers. Seeing the distance traveled, the committee hopes that the people of Riau, especially the Siak community, will jointly welcome the annual International Tour de Siak event. Regarding the Siak weather problem, which is still shrouded in haze, Fauzi Asni said that for this there were authorities who decided. However, his side is still planning to continue the race. Meanwhile, the region of Siak, Alfedri, is optimistic that the 2019 Tour de Siak International Bicycle Racing Championship on September 18 to 22nd will take place without being blanketed in smoke, which has recently hit the local area. The championship is still being held because there had been a meeting agreement with the Indonesian Bicycle Sport Association Grand Management. According to him, Tour de Siak has entered the United Cycling International calendar. In addition, Tour de Siak event has also entered 100 Indonesian tourism promotion events. In fact, the plan for the Tour de Siak next year will also be made throughout Riau province. That was My Indonesia Today. On 16 countries follow Tour de Siak.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we reply an email from our regular listener Sutomo Huang in West Kalimantan. In his email, Mr. Sutomo Huang said that he was enjoying our interesting and informative program regularly. English service is very good. Hello, Mr. Sutomo Huang. Thank you very much for your compliment on our podcast. It motivates us to increase our service to listeners. As appreciation, we will play a beautiful song for you. Here is the song.
Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Kupandang raut wajahmu, ada sesuatu mengganggu. Nampak jelas bahwa kamu selalu menggerutu, menggerutu. Takkan baik bila kamu sudah tak tahan begitu. Tak perlu menunggu waktu untuk kau berlalu, kau berlalu. berlalu, kau berlalu, kau berlalu. Apakah ini kan terjadi? Oh, oh, oh. Tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. Jika kau ingin pergi, tinggalkan aku, tinggalkan aku. Oh, oh, no. Tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. Jika kau ingin pergi,
terjadi, aku kan berkata.
Tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. Jika kau ingin pergi, tinggalkan aku, tinggalkan aku. Oh, oh, no. Tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa, tak kenapa. Jika kau ingin pergi,
pilahkan baik bagi ke aku kan baik saja.
RRI was Service Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program.
Hello, welcome back to Indonesian Wonder. This time, I will introduce culinary from Solo, which is tengkleng. Visiting the city of Solo will feel incomplete without tasting a variety of culinary specialty of the area. Solo is famous for having a lot of culinary delights that are legendary. For example, Serabi Noto Suman, Nasi Liwet, Selat Solo, and many others. And if you like good meat, in Solo there is one typical culinary that you must taste, tengkleng. It is similar to curry, but the sauce is thinner. And its contents are not good meat, but various good innards and also the bones with a little meat attached. According to the story, the popular tengkleng used to be low-class food because in the Dutch colonial period, only the nobles, rich people, and the Dutch people were able to enjoy the delicious goat meat curry. At that time, the servants would usually only get leftovers in the form of bones, offal form, goats, and various other parts of the goat such as legs and head. By the servants, the goat's bones and offal were then cooked with various spices and seasoning so that the taste is delicious. The sauce is not as thick as real curry. It becomes even more delicious because of the broth that comes from a decoction of goat bones. The creation of the servant is now known as tengkleng, one of Solo culinary specialties. Nowadays, tengkleng is not only eaten by the lower class. People from all strata, even those from outside the city of Solo, find it delicious. Even President Joko Widodo, while having a reception for his son's wedding, also served tengkleng Solo as one of the dishes. When enjoying tengkleng, what we eat is mostly bones, with some meat still attached. This makes the sensation of eating this culinary unique, looking for the remains of tender meat that still clings to the bone and sips the gravy until it runs out has pleasure in itself. For people who are not used to it, it will definitely feel strange seeing people biting the flesh stuck to the bone, but that is indeed the uniqueness of tengkleng. Well, that was Indonesian Wonder today. We'll meet again tomorrow with another interesting topic. This is Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, from Indonesia to the world.
Now we continue to reply an email sent by Rabindranath in India. In his email, Mr. Rabindranath asked to send him radio broadcasting schedule and a history book on Indonesia. Hello, Mr. Rabindranath. Thank you for your email and for listening to our program. We are really sorry that for now we have history book of Indonesia. Once again, thank you very much. Listeners, wherever you are, we will play a beautiful song for our regular listener around the world. Enjoy the song and happy listening.
Siapa yang benar, salah? Siapa yang
listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listeners, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Miscellany. Today's Miscellany is about UMY achieves gold in the first Tapak Suci World Championship 2019. Three students of Yogyakarta Muhammadiyah University, or UMY, achieved gold in men's double barehanded and silver in men's double barehanded and silver in women's single barehanded during the first Tapak Suci World Championship 2019 held in Solo, Central Java on September 2nd until 5, 2019. The three students were Panji Nugroho, Aldi Hendarsyah, and Fanny Periyamaya Utami. The first Tapak Suci World Championship 2019 was held ahead of 48th Muhammadiyah Congress and Pencak Silat joining Olympic 2020. There was 14 countries joining this championship, namely Algeria, Timor-Leste, Singapore, Egypt, Taiwan, Pakistan, Germany, Uganda, Morocco, Thailand, Lebanon, Sudan, Palestine, and Indonesia. The championship had 18 sport categories, divided into 11 men and 7 women, and 16 art categories divided 8 men, 7 women, and 1 group. UMY Rector Dr. Insinyur Gunawan Budianto was proud of the achievement. He even promised to build special facility for martial arts training to develop student activity units that focused on martial arts. Meanwhile, UMY Tapak Suci Chairperson and the gold achiever Panji Nugroho explained that preparation was done since several months ago, including choreography, physique, and others. Panji added this experience gave spirit and motivation for UMY Tapak Suci members. Therefore, Panji is committed to try improving their member to make more achievements by consistent and quality training. So listener, that was Miscellany for today. I'm Putri Safri Adela. See you next time.
Lapisan tipis air yang beku sentuhan lembut kan hancurkan aku. Walaupun cinta yang sempurna menghampiriku seketika, ku ingin kau tahu betapa rapuhnya sepenuh hati. Namun cinta kau ini
harapan lagi yang baru. Kau tawarkan ku, namun kenangan itu ku ingin kau tahu betapa
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the World at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hello listener, Voice of Indonesia. Welcome back in Music Corner. Today's edition will present a song entitled Bebas, or in English, Free. The song Bebas was performed by Iwa K and had become hits in the 1990s. Now the song Bebas re-released with a new version. In the new version, Iwa K collaborates with several young singers such as Cheryl, Shainavia, Maizura, and Agatha Priscilla. Rapper collaboration with young singers is no less exciting with the previous version of the song. Cheryl expressed feeling happy to get the opportunity to bring the song Bebas new version. Not only Cheryl, Maizura also felt very happy and quite satisfied with the process of recording the song Bebas new version. Even though in the process of making song Bebas new version, there are additional phrases that are not in the previous version of the song. Listener, here is Bebas new version. Happy listening.
Biarkan terbang tinggi sampai melayang jauh menembus awan. Sementara tinggalkan aturan yang kadang terlalu mengikat dan tak beralasan. Man, memang benar memang kita perlu kundang dan melonggarkan pakaian. Yeah.
mengeluarkan suara-suara canda tawa dan senyum puas. Berteman siraman hujan di lapang yang luas. Tak gentar gelegar petir yang mengaum buas.
Yang penting semua senang. Sejak kehadiranmu bumi terkekeliang.
Darahku berdentam di 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 dom
di di dom. Jaga jaga di di dom di di dom.
Nya mampu begitu melakukan semua inginku.
Voice of Indonesia.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.